we are standing on holy ground. Oh, and I know that there are angels all around. Oh, let us praise Jesus now, for we are standing in His presence on holy. Let's take it one more time. We're standing on holy ground. Oh, we are standing on holy ground. Oh, and we know that there are angels all around, all around. Let us praise Jesus now. Oh, for we are standing in His presence on holy ground. While our heads are bowed and just think on this song that we have stand, if you are conscious of where you are, we are conscious of where we are, who we are coming to meet. I believe we hear these things, but just praying if God could help us this afternoon again, that we'll not go back the same way we come. Just in your heart, think on those wordings of the song. Angels are all around, and what do they come to do? As the prophet will pray in his prayer, he said, when God comes like that, he doesn't come as an onlooker, neither does he come as a recording angel, but he comes to meet with all of our needs. He comes to bless us. You know that you have a need and you come to church. You are coming before the one that has solution to that need, except we don't believe that God meets with our need. If we know that going to the governor, we will have certain answers or solution to certain troubles of life, we will do everything that we can to see the governor. And since we said that we believe God, that He will give us all that we have need of, just before we pray in general, why will you not just talk to God in your own way? Say, Lord, as He spoke to us in that book, Philippians, say with prayer, with supplication and thanksgiving, you should make your request known to Him. Just before we read the word, everybody, talk to Him at this hour. It is Him that you have come to see since morning, the Sunday school, the morning service. Appreciate Him for the blessings, whatever it is that He has revealed to you through those services. And just for the few minutes that we are going to speak again, what He has in store, talk to Him. It's your Father, it's your God, it's your friend. Say, I'm here, Lord. This is my own trouble. Your home might be spiritual. The next fellow might be physical. The next fellow might be financial. We all have different bodies. We have different things that brought us to church. Therefore, don't be ashamed of yourself, brother, sister. Don't close your mouth to your Maker. Tell Him, talk to Him. He's all hearing, He's all knowing. He's the one that knows you better than you know yourself. We don't know the future. We don't know what is ahead of us. He knows everything. That's why He has told us to cast all our care on Him, because He cares for us. Don't worry about the tomorrow. You had it this morning. What will next week be, or this week that we are starting? Lord, I've not paid my children's school fees. My house rent is there. This and that. I tell you, you will die in your trouble if you begin to count all those troubles. You are in the presence of one that has the answer. If you want to take the side and say, maybe, Brother Joseph, you are just trying to make us feel comfortable. No, that's not what we are saying. And that's not what we are trying to do. We are trying to raise up your faith to see a God that has solution to your problems. If you had to pass through the way of Samaria for that woman, then is it you that they will not pass through your way? If you had to pass the way of Zacchaeus, is it you that they will not pass through your way? If he had to go all the way just for his 12 disciples, is it you? He meet with every man. He's no respecter of persons. Whether big, whether small, whether rich, whether poor. God save to the uttermost them that put their trust in him. Only believe, brother, sister, all things are possible. Don't be afraid of the morrow. You say, my job, they have said they are going to take the job from me. Don't be afraid. Trust in God. Put your cares on him. It's the one that takes care of man. It's the one that gives job. It's the hope of the hopeless. It's the father of the fatherless. You say, I'm an orphan, but Joseph, life has not been good to me. Talk to that God at this hour. That's why we come to church. That's why we fellowship with one another. Lay your burden before him. That while you are going back this afternoon, you are going back with the assurance that you have come to meet with somebody, and that is God. Angels are all around taking attention. That's why when you come to church, we admonish you, don't sleep. Beyond the expectation, maybe it might be your turn today. Waiting for the moving of the water, that was God's provided way at that time. His provided way today is that men will speak, and through the preaching of the word, deliverance take place, healing take place. Needs are met. Whatever is your own desire, maybe it is sickness. Even on the line, if you can only believe, all things are possible. Distance is no barrier. What God is looking for is just faith. Reach out and touch the Lord while it passes by. You will find, brother and sister, it's not too busy to hear your heart cry. It's still the business of healing people. Is anything too hard for God? I tell you, nothing is too hard for our God. If you can only believe, all things are possible. Reach out and touch the Lord. Asiba, Sisba, you will find it's not too busy to touch him with your faith, sister. Touch him with your faith this afternoon. It's not too busy, I tell you, friends. Even in your home, just like I was sharing with the fellow this afternoon, he said, man, do you know how much they sell one Congo of Gary? I was there with my brother, and we're just laughing. I said, hey, it is in this economy that God takes care of some people. I said, if you can only believe. I say, yes, you might be looking at your condition, and through that, you limit yourself. Don't look at those things. You better look to God. Be like Jonah. I will not look at the circumstance, but I can look to the promise of God. You might be a sinner, brother. Remember God's promise. Look back to the promise of God. Look back to God where you are falling, and go and reconnect yourself back. Because the time is fleeting, moments are passing. Let us be found in Christ. One of these days, all the struggle of life will be over. Somebody said, we have been hearing it Yes, in your heart. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. When will he come? Brother Bram said, I don't know, but I believe he's coming. And when he comes, he's going to take his own. Do you believe that, brother, sister? Oh, are you like the 70, as the prophet said, when they had it, when Jesus stood there, he said, the same way, you see, when I came, he said, as I go, I will come back again. They look at him, when do you come from? He said, I come from God and I'm going back to God. They look at him, you a man? You want to compare yourself to God? I tell you, you better believe what God said. Because his word is yea and amen. His word is true. Jesus is coming. I tell you, friends, don't allow any pressure of life to make you disbelieve God's word. Don't allow any pressure of life to make us fall from where God has placed us. Let us find grace to remain in the place that God has placed us. And let us find grace to want to do better. This is a new week again. Tell God, help me. Help my prayer life. Help my study life, oh God. Help my family. Help my children. I want to be a better minister. I want to be a better worker. I want to be a better husband. I want to be a better wife. Whatever God has called you to, better is our place. More and more is the place of the believer. Not less. As the prophet said, he said, Apostle Paul always was never comfortable with his present condition. He wants to always go higher, further. That is the place of the believer. If you are an eagle doesn't settle for less. He aim higher. His way into the heavenly. Is that your heart desire this hour? While we are believing God, Almighty and Everlasting Father, we thank you this afternoon again. We thank you for your blessings, Lord, in the Sunday school and the morning service. The invisible union of the bride of Christ. We believe, Lord, that marriage is going on. As your prophet said, the popular world, they might not see it, but we know it is for a special group of people. And we believe, Father, that we have found grace to be one of them. We know it is not by whatever that we have done or what we are doing. We know it is your grace that is fighting for us on a daily basis. We know it is your grace giving us victory day by day. We are not depending upon our merit, Lord, or upon any righteousness, Lord. We are counting upon your merit and upon your righteousness. Help us, dear Father, Lord. The sole purpose of coming to your house is so that we can be better, Lord. We pray that you will forgive us, O God. Forgive every of our foolishness, Lord. Forgive every of our humanistic idea, Lord. Every I, take it away, Father. May Jesus be seen in us every day of our life in the name of Jesus Christ. In the church, in the home, at the place of work, everywhere we find ourselves, may Jesus Christ be seen in us, Lord. May we be true representative of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Every character that are exhibiting in our lives, Lord, that is not of you, Father, may you break them loose, O God. Deliver us, Father. Take away every shame. Take away every reproach from our life. Make us, O God, excellent people, O God. Make us victorious people, O God. Make us people of honor, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We are just starting a new year, Father. We know you have many good things in store for us. Because your thoughts for us are thought of good, not of evil, to give us an expected end. We cast all our care on you. Thank you, eternal Father, because we know tomorrow will be better. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. Philippians chapter 3, God bless you for your prayer and patience. Philippians chapter 3. We read three verses this afternoon, verse 12 to 14. Apostle Paul speaking here said, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect. He said, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. There's something I want us, God helping us to get from it. This one thing I do, forgetting everything that are behind, whether success, whether failure, whether mistake, whether persecution, whatever, forget it. And do what? Reach forth to those things which are what? Before us. Verse 14, he said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. God bless you. You can please be seated in the name of Jesus Christ. And while we are with our Bible, let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 43. Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 18. Isaiah speaking here said, remember ye not the words, former things. I don't know who I'm speaking to this afternoon. Remember ye not the former things, your failures, your success, your persecution, your hunger, your looking down. They look down on me, they spit at me, and so therefore I will show them. You can never show them. You show them, you get into trouble. Show them how much of God you have. Rather than showing them, better lay yourself in the presence of God so that when you come out, they know that you have something. May God help us in Jesus' name. Remember ye not the former things. This was God speaking to Isaiah. Neither consider the things of old. Verse 19. It said, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. You believe that? Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. You believe that? Psalms chapter 62. And we'll go back to our message where the prophet took and was ringing a thought. He said, truly my soul waited upon God, verse 1. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall ye be, and a toddling friend. I wonder what David would have been passing through when he spoke this thing. Look at verse 4. It says, they only consort to do what? Cast him down from his excellency. There are people like that. They sit down, and their imagination is, you will never be successful. Enoch, do you remember what that boy told us this afternoon? He said one day he was just in a shop, and all his clippers, three clippers, just packed down. And I began to laugh. I told him this afternoon, I said, did you go to church today? I said, I wasn't even expecting to see you. He said, sir, the only time I went to church was New Year. I said, we don't go to church just to religion. We go to church to serve God. Because I know where it was going. When I said, why didn't you go to church? Then he said, truly, what you are saying is the truth. I think I need to be going to church. I don't look, I laugh. I said, well, we are not going to church so that God can do something for us. If that is what you are going to church for, then you have missed it. We are going to church because we love God. And we love the brethren. And we believe God's word that says we should not forget the assembly together of one another. As the manner of some is, which the prophet said what? Unbelievers. Because when we come like this, we come to renew strength. If I come now and pastor happen to be the one preach, I will renew strength. Or anybody, let me even say, anybody. You should have it at the back of your mind. And let me see. Never you get to that point that we begin to have a favorable minister. I tell you, if you get to that point, you will never receive anything from God. Get to the point that every preacher that comes, you know God has something for you in that service. Even though if it is one word, I will bless you. It depends on how you hold it. I tell you, that is why you see this so-called church word. One word, they take it, and they are doing very fine. The boy was telling us, he said, you look at Yahoo, Yahoo, they are prospering. He said, winners, let him go. I said, I'm not coming from winners. I'm coming down the church here. He said, if you see the atrocity that is going there, I was just looking at them and say, oh, God, help us. The word is dying.
And who can save them?
And I'll just think, I say, oh God, help us.
If people preach the word, it's looking like a strange thing. It's as if you are saying something. Then I begin to wonder, what are they teaching them in the church? How to be rich? How to be popular? Is there in God's word? Follow God and see, these things will come. I tell you, but sometimes, you know, we will get to it. Abraham said, our impatience. May God help us in Jesus' name. Now, David said, the only consort to cast him down from what is excellency. He do everything, whether by crook, by hook, by using human being, using diabolical means, everything. But one thing, if you are a Christian, just know that he that is with you is more than them. He that is within you is more than he that is in the world. He that is fighting for you is more than the devil in the world. Be conscious of that. Don't be conscious of the devil. Be conscious of the one you are carrying. I tell you, when you are conscious of that person, when they see you, Proverbs say they will slide break. Every devil that sees you say, Yago, Otimbo. I tell you, when you are conscious of that, you know who you are, you know who you carry, they will just give you way. Then they will be looking, wait, what is this boy doing? What is this man doing? I tell you, everybody, power past power. Yeah. May God help us in Jesus' name. They delight in life. They bless with their mouth. Inshallah. Mr. Joe, we like you, we love you. Good man. But when you turn your back, God punish you. That's what the Bible says. They curse inwardly. They bless you. Even in the church, we see some of that. May God help us. I would rather have the man that do not give me a physical applaud and give me an inward applaud than the one that give me a physical applaud and inwardly is cursing me. I'm not moved by anything by the grace of God. I tell you, brother, sister, nothing of God can move me, because we have seen many things in this our little age by the grace of God. Evil people, wicked people, and corny people. So if you come and play around me, I know where you are going. Yes, I know. May God help us. But this year, we will do excellence. And that excellence we must perform. No devil can stop us. We will arrive by the grace of God. You believe that? He said, my soul, wait thou only upon God. Are you there now? Four. Let's put it together. Our expectation is from who? Him. He only is my rock and my salvation. Rabban said, what does that mean? Revelation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Look at verse 8. Trust in him at all times. You parents. Let me put it there. Business people, trust in God at all times. You are not the only one in debt. Trust in God at all times. We are serving a God that delivers from debt. Don't let Satan to pull you down. Rise up. Shine as a son of God that you are. Satan will tell you, it comes to me also. There's no one that it doesn't come to. It will make you feel less of yourself. You better rise up. Tell him that is not who I am. I know who I am. I am a son of God. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts before him. God is a refuge for us. In God we can hide. You believe that? Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression. This is an admonition. And become not vain in robbery. Are you there? If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. May God help us in Jesus' name. If riches increase, brother, sister, don't set your heart on it. Rather find grace to be humble. It's hard, but we can do it. I tell you, it is hard. Let me say it again. It is hard when God blesses you not to set your heart on riches. When you begin to look at, I built house, I have car, I'm even riding, if you are calling latest century, I'm riding 2000 series. Maybe in the 2020 something series, we're in 2024, you might be riding 2023 vehicle. And you look your bank account, you have a very good balance. If God do not help you, you begin to put your trust in those things and say, by the grace of God, if everything about life goes south, when I do this one, when I do this one, I can still fall back to something. Remember, there is a devil that God can give permission, just as he did Job, and everything overnight
We read it this morning again now.
Pastor read
Pastor that. Sometimes it will go very far. Sometimes it will go very bad. The God of the good time is a God in the bad time. The God of the day is a God of the night. Put not your trust in riches, brother, sister. Set not your heart upon them. God has spoken once, twice have I heard this. That words, power belong unto God. Do you believe that? Ah,
I tell you, God is good.
Do you believe? I want to save something. Do you believe that God, the God that spoke to that woman concerning Brother Sharit, when God tested him and he passed the test, do you believe that God still lives? It was not an easy thing for that brother. He struggled, and managed and built maybe 2-bedroom apartments. And God said, give it to the minister. What? How many people God spoke to like that? And said, no, this is not God. And he gave it over. And God was looking at him. God was testing him. We are still in that message, I press towards the mark for the price of the high calling. As we say, we are coming to church. We are not only coming so that God will bless us. God, it's good to ask those things. But spiritually, are we willing? Are we ready to allow him to walk upon us? To make us reflect him? The Bible says, just like gold. When you take the gold, you look at it, you see yourself. Until we get to that point. If they look at me, they have not seen Christ. I have not started. Let us be sincere with one another. If all our Christian living people look at me, they still say, Kai, Okudia Kato, Nibio, Brother Joseph. I say, yeah, help me, pray for me. It means I've not started. Until we get to that point that God can trust us, God can have confidence in us. Then look at that man. Someone that owned a house, left his house, and went to the garage. Sometimes God can allow you as a Christian man to make certain mistakes. I know we are getting into some talk. Financially, you can make certain mistakes. And things, you just go south. I said, God, what is happening? But I prayed over this business. I spoke with the pastor. Pastor also prayed with me. I tell you, have confidence in your pastor. Have confidence in God. God answer prayer. He might be testing you. Remember we said, this is a new year. Forget the former things. Everything of the past, forget it. Conscious of the time too. Whatever trouble, whatever language that you have been through, forget it. Look to a God that holds the future. The one that holds your life, that is controlling your energy. Do you believe God? We had it in various form. God speak to us. Not every boat and every ship that we see on the sea is controlled by a master. There are some special that has something that is inside. You read it in the quote. But Paul said they get into the mud and the wind sometimes, and somebody will control them. Bing, reverse gear, it goes back. Put it on gear one, it goes out. That's how life is. You can get into the wings of doubt and unbelief. But don't stay there. Come out of that place. You might get into the winds of lack. Don't stay there. Come out of that place. Pray, cry to God. You might get into the winds of unbelief, which is sin. Don't stay there. Come out. If you cannot do it alone, call the minister. Call pastor. He will pray with you. He will help you. You see that certain attitudes, certain things you used to do, you can take it up as a family. Wife, this thing, I've seen something that is not in my life before. Can you pray with me? Husband, I'm seeing certain things in my life before. Can you pray with me? Because there is still a journey ahead. May God help us in Jesus' name. Let's come back to that message now. Shalom, preached 1964-01-12. As the prophet was telling us, and just as I was saying last week, since we are still in that atmosphere of New Year, and every minister speaking for the New Year, yes, and this is the thought of the prophet, just as Apostle Paul was also speaking, that we are not looking at the things that have happened in the past. And now, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, he was telling how he suffered a lot of persecution. He said, yet in all those persecutions, glory in my flesh. He went further. If you read chapter 12 of that same book, it was telling of many revelations that he had.
the witch pastor passed through also this morning. The abundance of the revelation, God allows Satan to affect his eyes so that they will not be lifted up. We will continue with that message also, Ichabod, because we will lay this one to rest. He said, Satan disturbed me in my heart. And I asked God three times, God, take this thing from me. And he said, Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. Paul said, okay, I keep on pressing. Okay, I'm not looking at the governor and the people that arrested us and beat us. I'm looking at what can I do the more this year. This is the house of God. I know sometimes there are hard sayings that will come out. This year, Lord. I told my family, we have to get, until we get serious, certain things will not happen sometimes. This year, we should also be ashamed of ourselves. Say, this year, Lord, we want to be among those that will be financing your work. Yes. When we are saying financing, I want to know, some people are putting millions, in case you don't know. I want to be among those people, Lord. I was reading the tribute of Brother Buffy, and I was saying some things. Remember Osho Sami, remember the chair. And I would look and say, there's something in this thing that is here. You will be remembered, I tell you, for the thing that you do. That is what people will remember you for. Then we should ask ourselves, what are we doing to embetter God's kingdom? Maybe you are not even thinking to embetter God's kingdom. Yourself, what are you doing to embetter yourself? Are you comfortable with your current situation? We should not be comfortable. If God has even blessed you and you are a millionaire, strive more. It's not a bad thing. So as Proverbs said, there's always more. Strive more. Lord, I want more. This year, I am praying 1 hour. More, I want 2 hours. And you see what God will do. More. There's always more of God. This year, I used to read maybe 2 messages in a day. Lord, I want to read 3. I want to, not just for the fun of it, but because something along that way can help me. Because the instruction that we should read our Bible every day is for our good. When you do that, you will be able to combat every enemy. As we go every day as Apostle Paul, remember, we are not fighting flesh and blood. So you, as you had one of the preachers, I think was Pastor Joshua Jaya. You cannot fight physical battle with physical strength. Spiritual battle, I mean, with physical strength. You need spiritual strength, spiritual stamina. If you are the one that has not been praying, I tell you, this is a time, let us wake up. Yes, let us wake up. We should resume back our naivety. Yes, we should resume back our naivety. Resume back our fasting and prayers. Teach these children how to fast. Yes, sometimes allowance them, take away food. Say today, you will not carry food to school. You will not die. Yes, their face will change, but say yes, you will not die. It's a training. Because if you don't teach them, the trouble that is coming ahead, it passed this one that we are facing. I was telling people, I say, you think that you are facing something now? They say, okay, this one is this one is that. I say, if we are not careful, like joke, petrol, it will enter 1,000 something. As dollar, we see dollar, just they go small, it has become 1,000 something. I said, that is how petrol will be. Nothing will get better. You better come to the one that make everything better, and that is God. Why people are complaining, we are enjoying. Are we asking of too much of the world's good? No. But we want to be fine. We want to be comfortable. May God help us in Jesus' name. Now, paragraph 26. Abraham said, I want to think. I think that's where we stopped last time. I want to think of not like the past, but I want to look to the future. As Apostle Paul said, forgetting those things that are in the past. Whatever I might have done, people have known me to be whatever, a bad character or a good character. Forget those things. Look to God. Press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling. As it is expressed, like looking back through the mirror of a car, if you do that, you will hit a wreck. If you're always looking back to everything of the past. Yes, last year, if you remember 2014, that was the best year of my life. It should not be the best year of your life. Every new day should be the best day of your life. Yes. It should be where you want to put in more. May God help us in Jesus' name. We are not trying to place the message today as looking a rear view mirror. It will take too long. See, the things that the Lord has did, you see the prophet saying that? And you are all acquainted with the great things that our Lord has been doing. Some of the mightiest things that I've seen in my life, just passing in the last few months. But now, we are thankful for what has been. But now, we are doing what? We are looking forward.
We are looking where we are headed for, and that is what into this new 2024. Amen. So you say, Brother Joseph, what are you saying? I have a backing for what I'm saying. And now, if you would like to read, or like, see, okay, let me just leave that now. Sorry, give me paragraph 136 of this same sermon because of the time. Now, Brother Bram said, now, what about the new year that we are facing? What could we could have more to say on these in-betweens from darkness to light? The introducing of the light coming between. But now, we want to get right straight to the new year. Is that all right? Now, the new year, what about it? It brings new hope. Is that not so? One thing is that we are 1 year closer. We are 1 day closer than we was yesterday. We are 1 hour now closer than we was when we started, or maybe 15 minutes closer, or whatever time. You see, we don't look back. Are you there? We look where? Forward. See? Yes, sir. New year doesn't mean turning new. No. Like the man, one morning I was headed. A man got up early and went out, picked up the paper, come back and sat down. He put it on the divan, put his glasses on, and he began to read the paper. His wife, get out in, see, get breakfast, said, Johnny, said, no, same old thing, you know. And she said, Johnny, anything new, sorry, said, no, it's the same old thing. Just new people, yeah, that's right, murders, rape, everything. Just somebody has done it, see. Not turn a new page, it is turn to the word. See what the word promised for today. Are you there? See what the light of the day is supposed to be. Are we there now? What we ought to do this year is not go back to our creeds and things. Go back to our denomination or our church. Not go back to whole denomination, but turn to the word of God. See what kind of a light is supposed to shine today. And I believe we are in that light. Amen. Oh, church, turn to the word of God. Get the word. Flip right back. Sweet punching of electricity light. Or the artificial man-made light. Turn to the word of God. And see the promise for today. Then see what the promise is and watch for its identification. When it is vindicated, then you know whether you are in the light or not. Nobody can confuse you at that point. May God help us in Jesus' name. See what the promise is. Changing the pages or changing calendars doesn't change time. Are you there now? A lot of people say, well, the old year is gone. Away the old December calendar now and put the new one. That's all right. What? See? What the new year means to them. That, but to me, I want to see what is promised for this day. To know what the light of the hour is. So I know how to walk in it. I want to know where I am living. What age am I living in? How far up the road I am? Today is 21st of January 2024. Lord, perfect will. How far in my journey of life am I? Am I in your will? Am I in the right place I should be? Some of us, we are not in the place God wants us to be. This is hard, but it's the truth. Not everybody will be a computer IT and stay there. Not everybody will be a pastor. Not everybody will be an apostle. Not everybody will be an evangelist, a teacher, whatever, whatever. We must find where God wants us to be. Be sure you are in that place. How far am I traveling in my journey? Lord, it is not man to assess me. It is God. Go back to him. God, am I doing what you want me to do? May God help us in Jesus' name. Rebam said, as Paul said, I could stand again. Forgetting those things that are in the past. Now I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling. Towards the complete identification when all time will fade out into eternity when Jesus comes. So as David did, put your future into his hands. Are you there now? Don't look at anything else. David said, my time is in his hand. Is your time in God's hand? Or your time is in Tinubu's hand? Tinubu will fail you, as he has already failed many people. He promised them, they are crying now, he has failed them. Put your time in God's hand. Put your life in his hand. Let him embetter your life. your life will make sense. Amen. You see, you notice here in the book of Psalms where we read 62, David said, my time is in his hand. He is my rock. What is he? He is revealed to me. He is the revealed truth for this hour. Amen. My time is in his hand. Amen. See, there you are. My time belongs to him. I am his. I am in his hand because he holds the time. I don't know what the future holds. None of us know. Just as the man was asking me this afternoon, do you know when Jesus is coming? I said, I don't know, but I believe Jesus is coming. And I believe I am one of them that comes that will go with him. That is why don't allow anything scare you. If you are scared when they tell you rapture has happened and you believe rapture has happened, you are here. You need to begin to work on yourself. You must count yourself one of them that the rapture cannot take place without you. You say, Brother Joseph, are you counting on? No, it cannot take place without me. I must believe to that level. Why will God spend all the time send a message from the U.S. anoint Brother Joseph to sponsor this thing in tape, in phone, in gadget, so that a poor, uneducated little boy like me will see it? And you say, God, he judge, he will do that kind of thing and forget somebody like me? No, sir. Possible. He did that for your sake, for my sake. Allow us to hear this revealed word for this hour and give us the blessing in it. But the reason why many of us are not getting it is because we are not reading it. May God have mercy upon us. We are not desiring to know what God has for us. As the prophet said, for this hour, there is a blessing for this hour. Are you in that blessing? May God help us in Jesus' name. He said, I am in his hand because he holds my time. I don't know what the future holds, but I know he that holds the future. So, he who holds the future holds me. If they ask me to leave my office tomorrow, I know who I believe. I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that I've committed unto him. As Pastor said in the morning, we are secure as a child of God. O daikwe, our tolo ati nipi gota ati di. Yes! That nothing can go wrong. You have to get to a point that it takes care of every aspect, every time in your life. So don't live an underprivileged life. Be an encourager to the people. Amen. My time is in his hand. But I know he holds the future. See, he who holds the future holds me. So why should I think about setting forth this, that, and the other? I begin to give myself trouble. See, for the new year, I just put myself in his hand. Walk like David did. My time is in his hand. He knew that God held the future. David didn't know what the future was, but he knew God had the future. Brother Bram said, I don't know what the future is. None of us do. Or do you know? Do you know what will happen to your business? Your business can break as I'm talking now. You say, are you cursing us? No! It is circumstance of life. As we are coming out now, you can just open your phone and you see a policy of Tinubu that will not favor your business. Don't get worried. Trust in God. Believe in him. He will take care of us. But I'm saying, but we know who holds the future. Now, in closing, patience. Patience. Some of us get so hurry. Many of us in such a hurry. I think many a good people has done that. You get in too much of a hurry. You want to do it yourself. But we cannot do it, Brother Joel. I cannot do it myself. God has to do it for us. And he will do it for you, brother. Minister brethren, you know from when I was talking. I'm talking, you that is listening to the tape. I'm talking to you. Not only to this little congregation here, but men around the world. Now, this is the prophet speaking. 1964, it's applicable for 2024. God's word is always fresh. Many men go out impatient, but believing that the time is near. You try to do something within yourself, wait upon the Lord. Patience is virtue. If you can have patience, brother, sister, it is virtue. You say, oh God, you have been good to Brother A. Hey, you have been good to Brother B. Is it that you are not hearing my prayer? Some of us will chide God foolishly. Don't do that. God answers prayer. He hears prayer. Sometimes he allows your own to go like that so that when the testimony will come, it will shake the place. Yes,
That is what our God can do.
May God help us in Jesus' name.
Not try to get ahead of the Lord. They that try to tell the Lord, Lord, I know you want me to do this, and glory to God. Don't do that. Wait upon the Lord. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. 158 in closing. But I'm saying now, just exactly, it showed us the seven church ages and what will come. Just exactly what it showed us will happen will come when he set that light up there in Revelation to it. When he sent the seven angels to reveal the seven messengers that had been down through there and show the loose end, each angel coming each day and revealing the loose end. That Luther left. The same message, 158. That Wesley left. Pentecost left. And it's all represented in there. And in this, the very type, shadow of this great Shalom, Jehovah Yahweh. See, exactly, throw it in the sky. And there is the mechanical eye taking a picture of it. See, thank the Lord. Shalom, peace. Don't be weary. Jesus is here. You believe that? Don't be weary. Jesus is in your boats. Don't be weary. Jesus is in your life. Don't be weary. Jesus is in your home. His great life has come to us. You believe that? We are not ordinary people. And we are thankful for that light. Yes, it's what? The great mystery. Yeah, he is today manifesting himself. And doing the same thing as he did there. We are creatures of time. You believe that? He is God of eternity. Do you believe that? We try to press ourselves many times. We try to make something different. Oh, this has got to be done. That has got to be done. Remember, brother, sister, he knows all about it. It's going to happen anyhow. Let him do it. Just submit yourself to him. Look up and shine with joy of the Lord. I read that again. Look up, because your strength is from above. Don't look to man. Look up and shine with what? Joy of the Lord. To know that what? You have been privileged. I'm not giving this to you, this word to make you happy. This is what the prophet has brought, the message that the Lord has given him, and he has given us the same. There is one that holds our life. There is somebody piloting our life. We can never go wrong. Nothing can get out of kilter as long as we follow him.
May God help us in Jesus' name.
Look up, shine with joy of the Lord, to know that you have been privileged. Your eyes have been opened to see this day that you are living in. Trust him for the future. You have seen him vindicate his word in the days past. He that vindicated his word in the days past and made all these other things happen just exactly to the hour that we are living in. Everything exactly to the seventh angel's message, and showed it in the heaven and the earth, and made it known three ways, so there can be no slip up. Remember, he promised he will come again. You believe that? Hallelujah. The word will be vindicated. God's promised word, with 2,000 years of waiting, it will arrive on time. Therefore, brother, sister, don't be weary. It will be here. I tell you, it's coming soon. You say, how soon, brother Joseph? I don't know, but I believe it is very soon.
May God help us.
As he has vindicated his word in every age, the church ages, and showed the same thing and the revealing of our Lord by the seventh message, and so forth. God revealed it and manifested it and proved it. And in among us today, he showed himself here with us and proved, you know, he vindicated his word. So will he. There will be a millennium. The old will be young there forever. Sickness will fade away. Death will be no more. They shall build houses and they will inhabit them. You believe that? They will plant vineyards and eat the fruit thereof. They will plant, they will not plant, and another inhabit it.
His son takes it. His son will be living by him. He will not plant and another eat it. Dies off and somebody take it. Just like Gideon. It will not be that case for us. Amen. But he will live there. You believe that? We will enjoy every good thing that God has in store for us for this age and even for the age, for the millennium and what lays ahead. You believe that? May God help us. The wolf and the lamb will feed together. The lion shall eat straw like bullock. A child shall lead them around. There will be innocent. There will be nothing to hurt or destroy. We will be changed from what we are now to that glorious image of the Son of God, which is immortal. Years can never touch him. Age can never do anything to him. He is the immortal Son of God. So we know that we are at the end time. We are at the junction. All these things thoroughly identified. So will it be identified again? Now the future, he holds it. Wow. How do you know when it's coming? When it's coming? I don't, but it will be here. That's right. And when will it do toss and toss? When will the curse go off the earth? When will this blessed reflection of God's love and trees standing here and shining out flowers and things? When will the immortal grow? I don't know, but they will. When will the reflection of man's heart desire, you know, desiring to live and hospitals and doctors and operations and crying and grief, where will it all cease to a glorious reign with Jesus of 1,000 years of shalom? When will it be? Brother Bram say, I don't know. He said it will be there, and I believe it. I don't know how he is going to do it, but his spoken word will be evinced when the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in his wings. And the healing path will not be a physical healing as you think, as saying somebody got sickness and be taken away from them. No, that is what he's doing now in time. But the whole creation will be changed. The mortal will take on immortality. The old age will jump into youth. You believe that? Well, how will it be? I don't know. But it will be there. You believe that? Before that time, brother, we will enjoy the good of the land. You believe that? We will not labor, and somebody take the strength of our labor. We will enjoy it ourselves. Maybe like Gideon, while we close, we are toiling and toiling, and God is saying, thou mighty man of valor, arise and shine. And you say, who is it talking to? It is you, every one of you. He said, this is your year to move forward. It's not the year to go back. Move forward spiritually. Move forward physically. Every area of your life, move forward. Because forward is your place. Backward is not your place. Let us bow our head. Think on these things. Forward is your place. Backward is not your place. Our children, forward is their place. Backward is not their place. Don't settle for less, brother. Don't settle for less, sister. Believe God's plan and program for your life. Believe his promises. Believe his word for today. Remember, we are not following cunningly devised people. We are following the revealed word of God for this hour. Just as God was dealing with the children of Israel in the physical, we are the spiritual children of God for today. No matter what is going in the world, if you can believe, it is not your portion. Yes, we are living in the world where we pass through all of these things, but we will never partake of the same. We will have testimony like the children of Israel that were in Goshen. One of these days, we know time is going to blend to eternity. We will see our Lord. And we that are alive and remain, we will not prevent them that are sleeping now. For the dead in Christ will rise. And we that are alive and remain, we will join with them. And all of us to meet the Lord in the air. So we will ever be. The scripture says, comfort one another with this word. Don't live a defeated life. No matter what trial you might be going through, be like Apostle Paul.
Be like Job, even though he slay me, I want to serve him more. Even though he takes all of this was good for me, I want to serve him more. I want to press further. Help me.
If that's your heart desire, we are just starting the year fresh. I tell you, it is no secret what the Lord will do for you this year. By the end of the year, you will come with great and mighty testimony. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you.
As we bring this service to a close for the day, with a word of prayer, if you want to be remembered in prayer, can you just signify by the raising up of your hand unto the Lord? Our Father, we thank you because according to the law of gravity, our hands should always hang down. But be that we are human beings, there is a spirit in us, and that we desire to raise our hands unto you as a sign that we are desiring help from you. Whatsoever those help might be, maybe for physical materials, for financial, for the salvation of our souls, or that of our loved ones, or our children, for their education, for progress in this mortal life, or healing for the sick, or baptism of the Holy Ghost, or healing, whatsoever. You are the Almighty and you know all things. We pray, O God, as the hands are up, as the knees are in their heart, presenting it unto you. Father, may you see to it, Lord. Meet everyone at the point of their knees. Grant the desires of everyone. Grant the requests of everyone unto him. Thank you for the entire day. We appreciate you, O God, for all that we have heard today from the message of the hour, Lord. Whether in doctrine, whether rebuke, whether correction, instruction, or to righteousness. Father, we pray we don't want to be forgetful hearers. We want to be hearers and the doers. Give us grace to live by the things that we have heard. Give us faith to believe you for the promises that you have made. Because we know they are forever settled in heaven. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. For granting these petitions, Lord. We leave the rest of the day in your hands and the rest of the week. Today be the beginning of the week. Be with our students, be with workers, be with businessmen and women, be with housewives, be with the travelers, be with those who move from one place to the other. Don't pass any of us by. Grant all our heart desires, Lord. Thank you, our Father. It be pleasing unto you, we still be here. You have not come for us by Wednesday. We shall gather again, O God, for the midweek meeting. Let it be a way forward. Let it be a blessing again, Lord. Where we dismiss any moment from now, not from your presence, but from the auditorium, O God. You that brought us here, take us back to our respective homes. Thank you, Father. Protect us from all dangers, from all evils, Lord. May your name be praised. Lord, for your servant that you have just used, I pray, O God, we replenish him for the virtue that I just left him. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' most powerful name, we have prayed with all faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you, church. So God willing, we're looking forward for the midweek meeting, which is on our Wednesday. May God keep us at the center of his perfect will. Be with our students in school. Keep them away from every evil influence. And protect the travelers on the byway and on the highway. And on the sea and in the air. By whichever way they travel. Your prophet told us there's no distance too short where the enemy cannot recover. He was asking one of the meetings, say, I'm sure you get to the house when we close. He was just emphasizing on how uncertain this place is. And may God help us to keep our hearts and our minds on him. Him that knows the ending from the beginning is the one that put us here. And nothing can happen to us by accident. Nothing can take God by surprise. He knows all things. And it's only whatever he permits that will come to us. The Bible says, all things will work together for the good of those that are called by his name. Shake one another and say, God bless you. My brother, God bless you. My brother. God bless you. Okay. God bless you, my brother. God bless you, my brother. Shalom. Yeah. Well, Abraham was just reminding me that this looks to be the last Friday of the month. I know we still have a Wednesday before Friday, but we can inform ourselves ahead of time. Be the last Friday of the month. I think what we normally do is breaking of bread and faith washing. Hello? Are you informed? Those that are not here, please kindly inform them. May the Lord bless you and keep you for His own glory. And you that have refused to repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may the Lord convince you. Because once you pass the age of accountability, and you need to take steps for salvation, if you die, you will go to hell. I'm sorry to say, that is the message. Hello? Hello? So it's not something we play with. It's not something we joke with. The record that God opened for you, we start playing as from the age of 12 or 13. And you know your age. And you keep quiet. I really wonder if the family altar in your house is even talking to you about repentance. I will not mention your name, because even if I mention your name, if you will not come, you will not come. What is the point? There is nothing that you can achieve in this life greater than salvation. Nothing. Like I used to say, you come out with first class in the university, it will give you opportunity of employment. You might be employed in the bank and also maybe in oil company. I think these still remain two places that pay so much in our employment if you are not doing your personal business. That will enable you to have access to money monthly. You eat good food. You live in good houses. You ride the latest car. You can be changing car every year. Remember, all is within here. But we are talking about where we are going. Nothing can take his place. That is why the scripture will say, what will you give as an exchange of your soul? Nothing you can give as an exchange. Consider it. I've talked to you and I'm tired. Who forced you? But Abraham was talking to the children. You know? And I know I'm not your biological father, but spiritually I think I'm your father. So that is why I'm concerned about you. Because life is very, very uncertain. Somebody was telling us the life of Brother Silas. They said that brother hardly falls sick. He stayed with us. Many of us know him. He hardly falls sick. And this sickness that took him so was just within 2 weeks. And off he was gone. You never know. The prophet said you never know when God will remove your card from the rack. I say, my daughter or my son, if you are his daughter, if you are his son, come home. Don't give job for red angel to do at your death. Let's keep the record clean so that it will be white angel that will pack you. Hello? The rich man and Lazarus, two different ages packed them. One would have expected that the rich man is the white angel. You are only talking as man. Well, go to the prophet, the son of Jesse. Blessed be his holy name. Where the day is that? Who knows that? Project it for us so you know it. One any top, very kishina, top, I'm a
Mm-hmm.